Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Jay, obviously a big play after they tied the score up, the deep ball to Alshon. When did you know he had the safety split there, and how did you have that?
We called it the play before, but I flipped it, so I called it wrong, so Chess dialed it up again. We got to look over there, quarters to his side, and safety was low. So just kind of had to wait for Alshon to get out there. And he does a great job adjusting to the ball. Could have put a little bit more on it and probably would have scored. Hi, Matt.
How big of a lift was that to get that big play at that moment?
It was big. A big momentum swing right there. We came into it knowing that we were going to have to get some chunks, so we couldn't just dink and dunk on. We were going to have to get some chunks, and I thought Chess did a great job of all the coaches installing this game plan and then dialing up some shots so that we could kind of push the ball a little bit.
How fun was it having a vertical game going the play after last week?
It's nice. We hit a few things versus man, hit a few things versus zone down the field. So if we can keep mixing it up like that and running the ball effectively, we should be good.
Was it frustrating not being able to get vertical?
It wasn't frustrating. It's just hard to go 80 or 90, boom, dink, 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 because sooner or later you're going to miss one and you're going to be third and eight, third and nine. So just to keep the flow of our offense, we kind of have to. I mean, anyone has to. I mean, it's just so hard in the NFL to, especially, to go 80 or 90 each and every time, take 6-7 possessions. It's hard to do that.
Jay, what can you say about the job your defense did today? A lot of new faces in there. They kept you guys in the game throughout.
Unbelievable job. To lose as many guys as we lost kind of towards the end of the week and have some of these young guys step up, some guys that don't really have a lot of NFL experience and go out there and play as well as they did, It's a testament to how hard they're working and how well our defensive coaches are instructing them. I think our defensive line played extremely well, too. We got them in some passing situations, and Willie and Jared and those guys took advantage.
Was there any something different from Marshall?
No, I think he's just kind of getting back into it. It's hard whenever you're rehabbing and still coming back. I know he felt 100% the last couple of weeks, but I think he's finally now getting a little bit of burst back.
Was there any fear? Here we go again after we scored the first 10 points of the quarter?
No, we just knew offensively we just had to stay consistent and keep doing our job. In the past games, that's kind of whenever we've went the tank too and not been able to move the ball as efficiently as we should be able to. So we knew in the huddle, as long as we just kind of kept moving along, that the plays would come.
You had a really good view on Matt's final touchdown. Obviously, they're 12 from the 9. What did you see there with Bush?
Unbelievable effort. It's not necessarily a play that we like to call that far out, but we felt good about it, dialed it up, and I think Slaw and the rest of the guys got a heck of a push, and Matt just followed him right in there. So that was pretty cool to see. No, it didn't feel like it. They set it in there, and it didn't feel like it. Felt like kind of just kind of the course of the game, and we got some big shots. The long one to Alshon, that always helps. But if I didn't know that, so when I came to the locker room, I was kind of surprised at that total.
It was another long one the first half to Brandon. Do you remember that one far back, 47 yards down the left sideline?
I don't even remember that one now. Oh, yeah, it was man-to-man. We got flushed a little bit to the left. We had the same play up later, and we hit Marty up the seam because they just didn't know if they were going to keep the safety back or cut him down, and they cut him down, and, B made a great catch. Just kind of had to fight through some traffic.
On the long touchdown drive there for Matt's touchdown, you had four third downs. You had won the long pass to Marty. Talk about that play and how it goes.
Yeah, it was the same play that we hit B on. They just played it a little bit differently. They cut to where I hit Brandon, so that left Marty open. So it's a tough play to stop.
Trust Marty just said that there couldn't have been a more difficult week for a Bears quarterback than last week. Do you agree with that, sir?
I don't know. I think I've had more difficult ones.
What did you tell the team when you – so Matt was talking about something you said to the guys in the meeting.
I don't know. I don't remember.
What about the cheap shot?
Yeah, he didn't hear the whistle. I don't think he didn't have any ill intent. I talked to him afterwards and talked to him after the game, and he just didn't hear the whistle. It was one of those bang-bang things.
What about how did you react to it? I mean,
didn't feel very great. It was just more just whiplash. I was good.
When's the last time you threw a left-handed?
try not to do it very often because I'm not very good at it. You know, we missed a pickup on the right side, and he flashed, and I just knew I had to just dump it somewhere. Matt was checked down there. I didn't want to complete it to him, so just trying to get it out in the area, and because those points are valuable. You know, that Green Bay game, we lost those points, so we didn't want to let that happen again.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.